Welcome to the Sit On Me podcast, baby. I am Dean.
I am Duff.
We're here. So what do you got on the plate? Fuck it. Let's get on. I mean, 14 seconds and I'm cursing already. Good God. What you got?
I just wanted to say, like, I always have so much fun doing this. And I'm so glad that we created a platform for it. And I mean, you do put in a lot of the legwork for it with the edits and things like that. So I'm extremely grateful. I just wanted to say, I tip my hat to you.
Yo! Why? Why? Just why?
Here's why. Because I had been using Keeps for like 6 months. It's like Rogaine. And one night, the other night, I was like, all right, Duff, let's see how much progress you've been making. Let's see how much of this hair is back. And I take a picture and there's like nothing. Nothing. So I'm like, you know what?
How long have you been using it though?
I was good. Like 6 months.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. So you're supposed to see something. And I was like, you know what, man? I'm gonna embrace this. And I, like, last night I got back from my show and I like started to shave my head and I was like, wait a second. I think people would get a lot of enjoyment out of this. So I just did this, just that. And I walked into work this morning and I went to my boss. He's the director of operations. And I looked at him. I was like, hey, I really have been thinking about what you've been saying lately. And I really have to grow up. And I just am going to start maturing. And I wanted to thank you for making me realize that. So I tip my hat to you. And dude doubled over. And
that is the, because I didn't even, like, right now, every time you do it, I'm just like, what the fuck am I looking at right now? Yeah. Your shit is crazy.
Dude, I was having so much fun of it. And then, like, I went into the other room we have, like, the other office we have with those guys. And I walked in there, and I was like, I was trying so hard not to, like, smile. But I was like, you know what, guys? Like, I feel like I work really hard around here. And I always put in the most effort I can. And I just don't think a lot of people appreciate it the way they should. And one dude's like, so wait, are we supposed to take you seriously? I'm like, fuck no, dude.
So are you going to keep this for like a comedy show? Like, are you going to go like, are you going to do something with it? Is it going to change? Is it going to stay that way?
No, I'm going to shave the rest.
Okay, I got you. You're freezing up on me a little bit.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm going to turn off that.
Are you like, do you have the Ethernet cord? Do you have the Ethernet cord hooked into the laptop?
No, and the weird thing with my complex is they don't give us like routers or anything. There's one like,
oh, you got some shit in the fucking closet that's supposed to ping through the whole fucking apartment, but then they come to find out it's actually really shitty in the fucking whole apartment. It's better off letting you people get your own shit, but they won't do that because they bundled it all into the rent because it's supposed to be better. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Boom. Yes. So that's what happens.
It's sometimes really shitty internet. And then you can't even call them to try to turn the shit up because it doesn't even matter. Like, they can do whatever they want. It's still going to be shitty, Duff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. But hey, it's the 21st century. Yeah. And that's a 21st century problem. But I thought you'd get such a fucking kick out of that.
Oh yeah. No, I did. That shit was wild. Cause I was, and then to be honest with you, I was like in a whole nother thought process with it, like of where it was going to go, what you're going to do with it type shit. So that was like a real shocker. Like, what the fuck am I looking at right now? That shit was insane.
Oh, dude.
Speaking of 21st century, I don't know if fucking we're not gonna stay, we're not gonna delve on politics, but China's doing a lot.
Dude, I have not been up on that. What's up with that?
They're doing a lot. They broke a deal with, I think it was Iran and Palestine. It was Iran and somebody, I forget, which was like, you know, who. Then they got France made a payment for like oil or something to them in the yuan. And then obviously Russia's going to come suck their dicks because they hate the West. And then after that, then Saudi Arabia is kind of like joining up with them too a little bit and shit. Like, it's getting interesting. And then, you know, the GDP of those nations, right? The GDP of those nations that are kind of like forming together with them, BRICS, Brazil, Venezuela, like a lot of those nations, their GDP grew while the GDP with the G7 nations kind of shrunk, but that's also because of wars and COVID and shit like that. I don't know, man. Some shit is gonna go down. Some shit's gonna go down because China's trying to become the leading power. And yeah, you can bet as long as your ass is Irish and white. That, I don't know where that shit just went. You can bet as long as your ass is Irish and white that we ain't going a lot of just to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. And then also, I don't know what any of it means. Who fucking knows? I'll still be doing whatever I do. You'll still be doing whatever you do. And it is, you know, just more so people need to learn how to, you know, just kind of get on your shit because it's gonna probably be a problem.
I'm thinking, and like, dude, I've seen things online where like countries in the East, they'll build a tunnel through a mountain in like 10 days, or like it's just some like unrealistic for us, like on some unrealistic.
Okay, well, they don't have any rules over there.
That's true. Yeah, they don't have like unions or anything like that.
They don't give a fuck. They're killing people, which is why it's kind of like it's like hard for me at times to take China serious. Sometimes it's like you still got motherfucking shit in the street, bro.
Yeah,
you still got like in their but in their rural area. It's like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like,
as advanced as they are, there's still so many things where I'm like, the fuck is that? Like I can't remember whether it was China or Japan or like, oh no, it was China, where like they said COVID originated from somebody eating an uncooked bat.
Like, come on, like, what the fuck are we? But you know what though, I won't even. Whatever you eat, what you eat, your customs or your customs, whatever the case may be. But I will say this, is that it's going to be very interesting if there's going to be something.
Yeah, something's going to happen. And I don't know what it's going to be because I stay so far away from politics because I know I just try not to have an opinion about it because it's not like they're going to be like, oh, we need something to do with this foreign policy with China. I don't know what we should do. Let's ask Kevin Duffy. Like,
No. I respect it.
Yeah.
It is my, what I want to make a gig eventually, not really politics in itself, but just like, you know, like making it like layman's term and shit. But the thoughts I got on it isn't really appropriate for the Sit On Me podcast. Cause we're like a little lighthearted.
Yeah.
Talking about some shit. Yeah. And to be honest with you, so there's this channel, right, that I found. They were like, it's a lot of channels like it too that I've somehow found just weirdly popped up on the algorithm, and they've just been like going after the comedians that I like. They just been like, oh, like this, like that, like not going. So for instance, like there was a video. It's actually the channel is Too Lazy to Try. And I have mixed feelings on it. Like, I don't know how I feel. Like, because certain shit, I'm like, yeah. And in other of his videos, I'm just like, that just sounds like you're complaining and all some bitch-ass shit. Like, I don't know how to, like, certain shit, it's like, it was like, oh, like, because I stumbled upon them because, like, the Brendan Schaub shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I, like, stumbled upon the page originally.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I didn't really watch it, but, you know, shit still pops up. Like, once you, like, consume that much of it while you're trying to figure, you know what I mean? It'll still come in the algorithm. So like I saw one that made me tune in, and it was like talking about like Bill Burr and Bert Kreischer had issues or whatever, which I found that one informative, right? But then the one today that popped up and I just happened to check out was that it was talking about Andrew Schultz and Joe Rogan. It was about their episode of them being comedians, and he was basically just shitting on them because he was just like, some of what the shit he was saying was funny. He was just basically like, yo, no one gives a fuck about what y'all talk about. Y'all sound like some bitches. Like, no one gives a like you sound disgusting and self-righteous. Like, he wasn't saying it like that. I am
putting
the Deanism on it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know how I was just like, don't get me wrong. I was getting everything he was saying, but to make a whole video about it complaining, I was like a little, ooh, it was a little weird. And then something else I found out too was like, they were going after that one guy, the guy with Brendan. And I guess now, actually, no, never mind. That was right, because we found that motherfucker was actually like, he has a video of him putting the hands on women. So that one, no, they were supposed to
That's something you have to.
100%. But like, I forgot this guy's name, Mark. He used to work with Brendan Schaub, you know, and he had a lot of influence with Brendan Schaub and a lot of his shit too. Like, he wasn't a handler, but kind of was a handler, like personal assistant. He was on a podcast there. I don't know. But according to what I've learned from that podcast, fucking Brendan Schaub is wasting so much money and basically dead in the water. I saw Gringo Poppy. I did try to watch it. I didn't get through all of it. I won't comment how much I got through of it, but I was like, I don't think this guy's for me. But that doesn't make him not funny.
Right. I mean,
I've never been the biggest Brendan fan.
He's got one of those things like, and I think we may have talked about it before, but he has one of those things where he had a career in the UFC. And when you have something like that to jump off of, you're going to garner a crowd no matter what you're doing. Like T.I. just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like T.I. had a show at the Comedy Zone here. And
how was it?
I didn't go.
No. But I know you've probably heard of you're on the circuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wasn't there, but I was told like a normal comedy show is an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And that's because generally based on what I've been told in the industry, that's about as much as people can handle. And then even
unless you're fluffy.
It's for unless you're like,
because somehow I left and I was still like, you know, he could have kept going a little more. And I'm not trying to like, but he's the only one I've really felt like that with comedy with. So you know what I mean? There's something right about that. Live.
Ralphie May was another one where like I knew somebody who like hosted for Ralphie one time, and he goes, when you host for Ralphie, you go up on stage, you introduce Ralphie, and just go home.
Really?
Ralphie used to be able to do an hour and a half, no problem.
Just doing what he got to do.
Yeah. But I think in Brendan's case, like he garnered a following from the UFC, even though he wasn't overly successful. Mm-hmm. And then Joe,
I guess, which is my issue. Sorry to cut you off. Is the hatred of, it's like, I'm just seeing like a lot, like for instance, right? Like people who are YMH fans were starting to hate on Tom because like Tom is rich. So Tom will buy like a nice watch. And then you hear him complaining, or like now they're like all complaining about Joe just being but then yet you still hate watch him. So what the fuck are we talking about? Like, that's my whole thing. Like that's my whole thing though. Like if you don't, you say how much you don't like this or you won't like that, but then these people still watch. I'm not talking about too lazy to try, just, this isn't all to him. This is just like a general statement, but like, what the fuck? Can you get your ass out of my face?
I think that, like I was saying with Brendan, like he just doesn't have like the skill set yet to be at that level. He probably is funny. I haven't watched him, but to be to the point where you have a special and you're like 6 years in, unless you're like, that's your life day in, day out, and like you're hitting three or four mics a night, it's really hard from what I've been told.
I know you're not trying to bite that.
What? No. Oh, you're talking to, oh, you're talking, You're talking to her. Yes, but bitch. Like, yeah, and then people, like, they'll get mad at what other people say. Like, I see a lot of people, like, most of the hate I see right now is, like, thrown at, like, Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson and, like, all these people. And I'm like, if you don't like them, just don't watch them.
That's what I don't get. That's what I don't get, especially with the whole Rogan thing. Like, I guess, yeah. Like, well, hate now from the people who used to like him, because it's like, well, you're not, he hasn't, like, of course he's evolved, like everyone evolves, but
yeah.
What's the reason to really, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, right? Anything with Bert, you just see people stabbing at Bert. They just be like, oh, look at Bert making something about himself. Look at Bert doing this. Look at Bert doing that. Well, then don't fucking watch Bert, because guess what? When you consume Bert, you know that's what Bert's going to do.
Yeah.
Like, that is, and Bert has let it be known that's what he will do. But all that shit aside, they may be hating on his podcast and shit, but that shit that he put on Netflix was ridiculous.
Oh, the last special?
I will say this, though, and this is, once again, I can go fuck myself, Bert Kreischer. You don't give a fuck what I gotta say. But as a consumer, I would say his first few minutes didn't need it.
Yeah,
whatever. No,
I don't think so either.
Yeah, his first few minutes didn't need it. Because here's the thing. It was like, I don't know if it was 5 or 10 minutes in. No more than 15, maybe 5 or 10 minutes in. It was at that point he was hitting this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And when he started getting it, he didn't stop. He was like a, so me and Justin were watching it, and I was like, oh, he was like a small snowball that started at the top of a mountain. And by the time he got to the, by the time it was over with, oh, he beat the hell out of you. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Those first few minutes, I feel as if wasn't necessarily needed.
Right. Yeah. I feel like
but maybe
he could have either cut it or redone it.
But maybe he did it for that reason, because he wanted to give it a slow feel in the beginning. Because it was kind of like trepidatious, but I digress. I say all that to say, when you consume Bert, you know what you're consuming. Like, what do you get?
Exactly. And I think that's like that's a comic thing across the board. Like, a lot of us tend to make things about ourselves just because, I mean, because like a lot of the people I talk to who are like in my scene are just like, oh yeah, this happened when I was growing up. Like, I was either like unpopular, I was a latchkey kid for sure. And like, it's just,
what's
one
that
of those
mean? Things.
So latchkey kid is like your parents are in the picture, but they're like you come home and nobody's home.
I don't know if that used to happen. Well, I would come home from practice and people would be here.
Yeah.
Sometimes people wouldn't be there, I guess. I don't know. I guess.
Okay. Right. Yeah. My mom worked like sometimes 6 or 7 days a week. And like what she did was like home health care. So she wouldn't be home sometimes until like 9 or 10 at night. So that's what that means. And my dad would go to bed at like 6:37. So.
Right. So that's what they mean. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You left your own devices.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
Like, that means you're either like raised on TV or you're out like in town doing like busting up mailboxes or something. I don't know.
Right.
Like,
just doing some delinquent shit, some stupid shit.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, a lot of us share that like similar like want for attention. Like Steve-O's very upfront about it. He goes like, I love attention. I want to make everything about me all the time. And I was like, yeah, it's a fact. Like, we're all like that. That's why we go up there. Like, no, like I don't go up there because like, I was like, oh shit. Like, I love public speaking. I'm like, nah, I got some shit to say. Like, I want to make people laugh.
Right. And I guess too, but that is a part of what was pissing Too Lazy to Try off, I guess. Is because of the amount of times that Joe Rogan has been, like you know, whenever he has a comedian on, the way that he goes into the brain and like y'all comedic's brain and shit, and then basically them having this high level sophisticated conversation for comics, but would necessarily regular pedestrians wouldn't make fun of, because it's like, oh, now the comics are sounding like the fucking actors and the artists that you used to make fun of. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I understand where he was coming from with it, but then I guess for me, but then also too, it's like, well, shut the fuck up, Dean, because like something political happens and you want to get on your high horse, like, fuck off, tell these people to fuck off. So I guess this guy's just like, you know, finding shit, like he consumes it, but he's like, this is stupid. Well, why can't he make a buck doing it? I shouldn't be hating on that shit, you know what I mean?
Well, I think like when you get into a conversation like with comics and like we start talking about like structure and all that stuff, and you're on the outside looking in, it's kind of like watching like people talk about Pokemon cards in depth and like rarity and like all that other shit, like on the outside, like, cause I know like in a similar, or like Dungeons and Dragons, like when they're talking about, like people are talking about that, I'm like, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. And I zone out and I think about like boobs or whatever. So, so yeah, like when Rogan has another comic on, for me, it's really interesting. For like anybody who doesn't like do comedy, they're just like, what the fuck you guys.
So what, so what did you think of that Andrew Schultz conversation that he had with him? Cause I didn't even know that he, so I'll be honest with you, I don't get to consume Joe as much as I used to consume Joe just because of something with Joe. Just, I only like certain, back in the day, he either had really funny guests or you had these really cool, interesting people, right?
Yeah.
Now I kind of tune in for who I know. Like, all right, certain guests who are going to be funny, boom.
Same.
I know if you bring it on this guy, I'm getting this, getting that. But for the most part, I don't really consume him as much. So I didn't see him and Schultz on. Have you?
I haven't seen that one, honestly.
I guess it's great for comedians because the way that... Can you please get down? I know, Penda. Please. Thank you, mama. I guess for comedians, it is absolutely amazing because from the clips that I... A little bit I saw from the Too Lazy to Try breakdown video, it was them just basically talking about how you may... So, for instance, right? You have your 15 minutes.
Right.
Right? And I'm not trying to, I'm just throwing out a random number right here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got your 15 minutes, right? No, fuck it. Let's make it interesting. You got your hour.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have your hour for a club, right?
Yeah.
Now, the way you've memorized it is to the music of a club.
Right.
But now when you go, let's say you got to take that hour to a theater.
Okay.
Now your music, your rhythm has changed, which then means that the you could then, like, you know, you may end up like in a situation where you're like, how do I forget this whole section of this joke? I've been doing it for a year and a half, 2 years. Oh shit, because my rhythm's off. That was what Andrew Schultz basically said. So they were having conversations like that, basically.
Like, yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of shit. And then also too, talking about like your comedy's supposed to be like a snapshot of your life currently. Like, for instance, like, you know, you know Joe from 2006 is different sounding than Joe in 2000, like, you know, 11 to 16, yeah. whatever the fuck, yada yada yada, and then just encapsulating all that and whatever the fuck else. It seemed like an interesting conversation that me, as someone who's not a comedian, but I'm into like the content and doing this, which isn't, it's not comedy,
right?
It's nowhere near that. But it's me talking, putting thoughts together. So just hearing how other people, no matter if it's a comedian, no matter if it is a writer, you know, a professional public speaker, like whatever the fuck it is, I like to hear how they come together with getting their thoughts and getting to whatever the fuck they got to get to. So it was interesting for somebody like me. Right. But I understand why the regular person would be like, go eat a dick and die.
Still. Yeah. Like something like, because I was even told by my mentor a couple of weeks ago, like, cause he's been doing it. God, I want to say maybe 25 years now. So he's performed pretty much everywhere and he's met, you know, pretty much everyone. But he was saying, he actually brought that up too. And he's like, yeah, you know, you guys, like when you go and you do like 10 minutes in a club, it's different than if you do it in a theater. Like you're going to have to wait like an extra second and a half between your lines or your jokes, just because you hit a punchline, it travels all the way back. You have to wait for that laughter to get all the way back up front. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That's really interesting. Because the way the sound goes, because I guess the people in the back are hearing it later than the people in the front.
Well, even just their laughter, how that travels.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. That means that you don't want to step on the laughs and shit.
Yeah, see, and you get that. Yeah, so that's the, I mean, so that stuff, yeah, that makes sense to you. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that is it. But I guess I guess I find that stuff interesting, right? So I feel as if with podcasting, right? And I know people, this is going to be a little bit of a different kind of feel of an episode for the Sit On Me podcast. We're not getting serious, but we're having a little bit of serious conversation about fuckery, right? Yeah. So I feel like with podcasting now, we're getting to the point where people are starting to want too much.
Yeah.
They're starting to want perfection from these motherfuckers, and you're not going to get it. Like these, we like these people because they were flawed.
Yeah.
Now we're not liking them because they're no longer flawed. They're trying to better themselves. They change themselves, and they go into like another realm. And then you yourself may still be stuck at when you first met them, and you're not growing either, which then causes some other shit, whatever case. This has nothing to do with Too Lazy to Try. This is just a general conversation I feel that's happening. Like,
yeah,
we for in this age where you want everything now, right? So we want more access to these fucking people, just to then shit on them more. Wow. Why consume them? Like, when you go on some of these subreddit threads, right? Because I'm a Reddit user.
Yeah, same.
But I usually, I really use Reddit for two things. To be honest. To find crazy videos for the Player Haters podcast. Check us out on Rumble. We'll be live tomorrow. And Panda, get the fuck out of there. The fuck? A bitch.
Fuck. you were like on a serious note. You just like, the fuck out.
Yo, son, because she's always doing something. She knows what she be doing. Like, I'm about to get up in a second. I have to get some brief in here. And then the second, wait, hold on. What was the fuck? I forgot. I kind of forgot what I was talking about. But
using Reddit.
Yeah, the first thing I find is the crazy videos for the Players podcast. Second thing I use it for is normally porn. But with you know what I mean? Reddit porn is pretty good. I don't know if it's better than Twitter porn, but I do enjoy that. And since we're on porn, we will definitely have this is the perfect place to have a conversation about the other shit I got in my head.
Okay, good.
But also on Reddit, like, because like the crazy videos, obviously I follow your mom's house podcast Reddit because they would be producing some crazy shit, right? But for a while it changed from the crazy videos to then people just complaining about Tom and them and then complaining about the show and the episodes. Don't get me wrong, it's changed a little bit, but then you just stop consuming it and you go back to it when you want to go back to it, or you don't go back to it. But that's kind of how this podcasting thing works. It's just a lot of before it wasn't so much whiny bitches, and there's just so many whiny bitches. I'm not saying bitches in the connotation of women, of female dogs. I'm talking about bitches as bitches.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Perfect example. And dude, it's been happening for years. Like, people are just like super sensitive when it comes to entertainment. Mm-hmm. Super sensitive, and it's just annoying at this point. I think people just want to complain to be heard. And
there's a note for me.
Actually, there was an instance today. Is somebody at the gym's whiny bitch. This kid must have been like 13 or 14. And I'm over there deadlifting, and I'm like, I'm trying to like build that back up. So I'm serious about it. I'm in there, like, I'm about to do a weight I haven't done in many years. And he comes up to me and says, yo, how many more sets do you have? I said, I don't know. When I'm done, I'm done. And he like stomps away and like throws up his arms, goes, why does it gotta be a dickhead? And I was like, whiny ass bitch, leave me alone while I'm lifting. You know what I mean?
It's no common courtesy, no nothing. Yeah. I'm so glad to have something at the crib but it does suck not having a workout partner. That's the fucking thing that sucks.
I like that. I like working out alone, honestly.
You say like working out alone?
Yeah, I do.
No, I respect it. I wish I had a workout partner, but I am on the alone track now. It's pretty good. Work out when you want to, stop when you want to. You know, I now know I need to have fucking pre-workout though.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're going in the mornings, right?
Yeah, but I've recently had to go back to night just because ever since daylight savings time, my body is fucked. I can get up at 5:30 with no problem, but then people listen, they're probably like, oh, you get up at 5:30, why don't you work out? Yeah, I don't understand how this works. I get up at 5:30, I have to, my morning requires me to sit on the toilet for 30 minutes, no matter if I'm actually taking a shit or not taking a shit. Doesn't matter.
Is that like your version of a multivitamin?
That is what I, yeah. I just gets me in my zen. Like, I go sit on the toilet. Like, you know, you sit on the toilet, you may have to go to the bathroom a little bit. You go to the bathroom a little bit, you flush it, and then you're kind of just sitting there chilling, reflecting. I'll go on the internet, whatever like that. Yeah. I get up, then I go left. Then after I would go left, I'd probably have to take a real shit after that. Take the real shit. Sure. Walk the dog. Do what I need to do, whatever else I do in the mornings, whatever the case else, right? Get my mind right before work, if you understand what I'm saying. And then take my ass on, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a process for me. So that's why I need that. I have to be getting up by no later than 4:30. And getting up at 4:30 for some reason is just not happening for me. So
dude, no, that's
I have
fair.
To go at night. So now going at night, I need to get a pre-workout just because I feel like I'll be up there and I'm leaving something in the tank. Like, I'll be like for instance, I'll be working out, getting it. I got in a good group, doing what I got to do. Something happens, maybe I have to take half. Like, you got a phone call, something fucking happens, and then once that happens, and it can only be for like 2 to 5 minutes that happens. Now I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Now I'm completely like, you know what I mean? I'm completely out of it. I'm fucking done. I'm just like, all right, try on downstairs instead of just having a pre-workout to be able to like kind of like boom, boom. And I know what people are probably thinking. Oh, stop being a bitch. Just kind of power through it mentally until I can get that up a little bit. That's why you get the fucking pre-workout to get over that shit, right? It's a tool.
And actually, that's the one good thing, like, about actually, well, for me, going, having to actively go to a gym.
Yeah,
that's the one thing, like, I do, like, because, like, number one, I'll just go like lift alone, and like, so like this one kid today, like, and then I got done and he goes, you know, you don't have to be rude. I'm like, shut the fuck. Like, that's what I said. It's like, shut the fuck up. No, and like, I have to go through everything I want to go through before I leave. You know, if I don't, then for me, it's almost like a wasted trip. Like, you're lucky in the sense that you have an at-home gym. It also spoils you because you can like come downstairs and like, if you get wrapped up in something, like Justin's watching something, you're like, oh, fuck, that's really cool. And you take like 15 minutes. That's a wrap.
You're done. You're done. Which is, that's good thing is normally it doesn't happen. But what will is like a phone call or like I'll get on my phone. Like, it's different than if you get on your phone in the gym because you're still in like a whatever. And once again, it's just me more so having to turn my mind on again more. But I'll get fucking pre-workout. Go fucking shoot me, right? I'll be right back. I got to get some utensils or whatever to kind of get something good, but kind of hold the fort down for a hot second. But when I come back, I want to have a hope. I feel as if you or I are the only people who could have a true, honest, but hilarious conversation on what I feel as if is some real fuckery, and I don't need everyone else's weaknesses trying to fuck up my shit. And I'll be right back.
All right, cool. Well, so while Dean is going to get his reefer, I am happy to say I have been completely sober for 3 weeks now. 3 whole weeks, no alcohol. I mean, I'm still chain smoking cigarettes sometimes when I'm doing comedy, and I'm on nicotine pretty good. But as far as alcohol goes, none. And I've already started to see a ton of changes, man. Like, my skin is looking better. I'm feeling better. I have way more energy. I'm losing weight. I'm eating better. Just an overall better mood. And you know, if you want a party, awesome, more power to you. And if you can balance it in your life, fantastic. I could not. I was starting to go off the rails, so I had to peel myself back because that's something that runs in my family, alcoholism. But got it under control now. I still go out too, and I just DD for my friends. But also had a couple shows this past week. First one was an open mic at Starlight on 22nd here in Charlotte. It was a hell of a time. My man Jordan Century hosts that. And the first week he broke it up into 2 different shows, one at 7:30, one at 9:30. I was on the later show. What's great about open mics is you never know what you're really going to get, who you're going to follow, who's on the show, or what. I ended up following on Tuesday. Oh, I was just telling them.
Oh, keep on going.
Cool. I was just telling them, first and foremost, been sober for 3 weeks now.
When did this happen?
Oh, dude, I stopped like 3 weeks ago because I was like, I was going hard like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Okay, I respect it.
I was just like, all right, got to put a hard stop to it. I was just saying, I feel great now.
Now, are you going like sober? Like you're going to like, I'm going to talk to you. You're going to be like, I'm 6 years sober, 6 years from now and shit. Is it going to be like that type shit? Or is it more so just like you're sober for now. You may have some drinks in a few months, but right now you just kind of want to sober up just to kind of get your, like you want to recalibrate.
Yeah. Like for the time being, I'm going to recalibrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I may not go back to it though, because like I'll go to open mics and I perform way better sober. And I can write way better sober too. And then I was about to tell everybody that like I did an open mic on Tuesday that my boy runs, and we broke it up into two shows for the first time. And I was on the late show, and you never know with open mics who you're following or how it's going to go. I ended up following this girl who used to be a stripper. And what she did, she got on stage and just started shaking her ass.
And, oh man, you have no shot.
Well, dude,
who doesn't like some ass?
Well, that's what I'm saying. At first, I was like, "All right, let's see what she can do." And then she took the mic and started, like I say, talking but screaming. And the mic's like right here, and I'm looking at everybody, and everybody's like they didn't know what was going on. And
she'd be like screechy, like.
Yeah, like I wish I had thought of this at the time, but afterwards I was like, I don't know if that was a rant at an ex, but I don't know where that man is, but he hurt her wherever, like
it was over. Oh, she came to the set and talked about a nigga. Ugh.
I don't know what she was talking about really, but I was like just blown away. And then my boy brings me up. And this, because this girl was energy from the rip, and I'm not.
Now, but here's the question, though. So I just want to ask a question. Explain to me the part of her shaking her ass. Like, her shaking her ass, was it like, was it for what happened? Like, she just started shaking it for no reason. Was no one was like laughing. She just was like, look at my ass. And just
yeah, there was no prompt. There was no prompt. Nothing.
This is amazing,
dude.
Oh, it was she like, sounds like a great person.
I just got on stage, and then immediately everybody was having conversations. And like the whole place, just like everybody started having their own little conversations in there. And I was just like, all right, time to take my medicine and just an absolute train wreck of 5 minutes.
Ate a bag of dicks.
Oh my God.
So here's my question, right? In a situation like that, what are the tools that professionals would tell you to use? Like what are you at your level supposed to do? Because it's different, like, you know, it's different from as if you are hosting an event. Right. Like if you're hosting for a headline where people like, you know what I mean? Like I get that it's open mic, but like, what are you in your tool belt supposed to do?
So I asked this to a professional the night after, cause I ended up doing a set at a different place and did really well. At least it felt like I did. And I asked him before the show, I was like, yo, Ray, like when something like that happens, what the fuck do I do? And he goes, dude, all you can do is just like sit down, wait for everybody to get somewhat quiet and address it. You have to address something like that. Somebody who's never done comedy before and that's their game plan, you have to address. And I'm like, that's fair.
So you can't let the obvious go because right now they don't really know you. So you have to make the address on it, whereas versus if they knew you, like it's if they come to the Kevin Duffy show and there's like a disturbance or something, it's at your discretion at that time if you want to acknowledge it, because it could take away from what you really ultimately are trying to do. Thinking of it right?
Yeah. So and also if there ever is a Kevin Duffy show or something like that starts to happen with a comic on stage, they will be pulled off. post haste.
Yeah, right. It just be like, boom, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But I have to like learn how to address things like that in a way that is like I identify with everybody, but also not be like mean about it. Because if I got up there and said some like just like mean shit, like, oh, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Everybody would be like, ah, this guy's kind of a dick. You know what I mean? So, and in 5 minutes, you're not going to win him back. At least not in my experience.
Right.
But what were you trying to, talk about like before you got up?
So I'm sick and tired, Duff. I'm getting sick and tired of when I go on the internet. Cause I go on the interwebs for a lot of things and my internet. See, everyone internets differently, right? Your internet is different from my internet. It's different from Justin's internet. So my internet, I try to make it as interconnected as possible. So I'm trying to catch everything from everybody that I possibly can that I find worthwhile. So I'm not in an echo chamber.
Fair.
What I'm getting sick of hearing from the conservative side of my fucking Twitter machine, I'm getting sick of these motherfuckers trying to come for porn. I am over it. Fair. I am over the whole thing of like porn is evil, porn is this, porn makes you do these things, it's bad for you. Like, I don't give a fuck about you weak motherfuckers if you can't fucking enjoy porn like a fucking regular fucking adult. It's not my problem. Like, it's not my problem that fucking you can't fucking get a fucking Woody when you fucking sleep with your wife because you watch too much fucking porn. That's not my problem. Like, I fucking, my shit still go crazy when it's time for me and Justin to do what he got to do. So I don't understand what the fuck that's got to do with me, because your bitch ass got fucking erectile dysfunction or some fucking fucked up shit. Like, why is it my issue? And then, because, and once again, don't get me wrong, I don't consume porn like that, but it's just, hearing them complain just pissed me off. I was just like, what the fuck? Does everyone need something to complain about?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you are, like, you just want to be able to say, well, I have a complaint about this. I have a complaint about. No one gives a fuck if you can't stop beating your fucking monkey.
Yeah.
It's not my problem.
Or I think it's the opposite, that they can't. Because number one is, like you say, maybe they have ED. Or it's like, it's pretty common for people to be like on that extreme of the conservative end to be very religious. And I could see him like getting the urge to and be like, I can't do it. Jesus is watching. Like, I can't do this.
I can't waste my seat.
Yeah. they're like, what would Jesus say if he was here? He'd probably say like,
what would Muhammad say?
They would probably say something like, yo, jerk that shit out. Maybe you'll calm down a little bit.
Like, yo, here's the thing that I'm like really confused with. How are you? How is it my problem? Like, why should it be my problem? And what I mean by that is, it's like certain places are calling for ban. I think Utah, they want to ban it. I think they already have something on it, but I think they want to like take it like a religious step further. And don't get me wrong, we should be wary of it for the kids, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
But for adults, kind of like if you can't hang with it, then don't get into it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is something like anything. You need to be responsible with it. You can't be fucking late to shit because you're fucking sitting here spanking your monkey or all the fucking time like that. Like, then yeah, there's something else wrong with you. I believe at that point it's more so you have an addictive personality that you just happen to get addicted to fucking porn.
That's a compulsion thing at that
like point. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't come for the porn. Like, the porn ain't bothering nobody. Leave the sex workers alone, the one who are doing it legally in the way they want to and whatever like that. I'm not talking about the traffic ones.
That should be stopped. Sure.
But then also too, don't get mad at porn about it, because you have state laws that are just allowing it left. No one really talks about it within the state. So as I'm saying, the easy scapegoat is porn, where it's like, no, there's a lot more to this, to the issue than porn is. And it's more so with you. the fact that you can't fucking like consume it like a fucking adult. And then as most adults, as we get older, it lessens off.
Right. But, yeah.
Don't fuck it up for the people behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would getting rid of porn would be like getting rid of like Adderall and telling kids with ADHD, like, hey man, you're on your own now. You know what I mean? Like, it just I don't understand that, like, that thought process. Like, it circles back to like the main point you were hitting before is like, if you don't like it, don't consume it. Like,
you know, but then I guess a lot of the argument is like, oh, it gives like an unreal expectation about bodies and sexual performances, and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, most of the time these motherfuckers are professional. Or if they're not professionals, if they're an amateur and you follow them and you like them, then they are basically today's pros. Because no one who's just a regular fucker is putting up a regular fuck video is not going to get what motherfuckers who fucking fuck like who could do this shit for hours. Everyone don't got that talent. I don't have that talent.
Yeah,
but I don't compare myself to them either. It's like, all right, I can't do that, but I'll be damned if I don't see some shit and I pull it in and just be like, what the fuck was that? Yeah.
Well, that's also like saying like people don't watch like Avengers movies and be like, okay, this is how law enforcement should be. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, of course. It's like, of course, porn creates an unrealistic expectation. Like, that's why we watch it. Like, that's why we seek out, like, people seek out certain, like, performers that they want to see. It's because they're probably not getting it in real life. And they want to live vicariously through somebody else for, some of us, 5 minutes, some of us, 5 seconds. I don't know. But they just want to live vicariously. So I say let them. As long as it doesn't affect your day-to-day and you're not taking your 15 at work to go search Pornhub, I think it's okay.
Like, I'm not even shitting on people who have the addiction. Right. I'm not even going down that route. I'm just saying that you can go get help, but you don't need to try to take it away from everyone else, you know what I mean? Or like go for like this, like it's like, oh, like it's bad for you. It's like, is it bad for you? Is it? It's giving me some cool ideas.
Yeah.
it actually enhances the sexual life, right? Like because like it gets so, because obviously if you're in that kind of mood or whatever, you start looking at that, you may not even finish it. You may just like, if you are with somebody, you may just go end up finding them, or maybe you do finish it, but it sparks something for later on or whatever the fuck.
Who knows?
But once again, everyone needs something to complain about. And I guess now they're coming after the goddamn porn. Who fucking knows?
I know. Well, that's what I mean. Again, just like another analogy. It's like sometimes it makes you think. Like sometimes it'll prompt you to say, oh, let's try this next time. And like, if it works, great. If not, you're just like, all right, that's not my wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
I think it like it keeps shit spicy. It doesn't keep things dull. But once again, you can't overdo it. But like it's a tool in a toolbox. Right. I just find it hilarious that people are just on this crusade of just like, fuck porn.
Yeah, I forget who said it though. Okay. Somebody famous said it, but they're like Mike Pence doesn't watch porn because he thinks it's like cheating on his wife or something like that. And like, They made a joke out of it, but like it was, I didn't do it any justice there just now, but I just thought it was the idea of that, like Mike Pence, like sees even like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition because,
oh, awesome. Can't look.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Fuck with Jenny. Which, you know what's funny though? There are like a lot of people who actually believe that type of shit. Like, oh, they're looking at porn as a bad, they'll like freak the fuck out. Like, you're doing what? Well, why would you look at porn? Am I not enough for you?
No,
motherfucker. Not in this. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to be bothered with me in this moment, not you.
Just me.
Like, I just want to be selfish for me. You selfish bastard, making me just everything can't always be about you. Make me want to earn you. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. People are dumb. People are just so dumb.
I just don't. Yeah, but whatever. Fuck them. This has been very interesting.
Very interesting podcast. Yeah,
we touched on a lot. Kept it light though. Dipped our toe in with that China shit. Got right the fuck out though.
I still think it's fucked up that like in those. I will say this about China: like they have those factory workers with all the kids in it and stuff, and they put nets below the windows so they can't jump out.
Yeah, they can't kill themselves. Yeah. We're not gonna. No, you think we're gonna waste the work enough? You're crazy. Bring your ass back home, nigga. Bad. Let me tell you something too, which is going to be fucking amazing. I feel if Los ever, because we do a lot of shit, right? So I don't expect Los to fucking watch everything that I do.
Right.
If Los ever watches an episode of this, or if he ever sees this episode, he is going to be so mad.
Why?
The way I was able to pump the brakes on. Matter of fact, hold on. This is what all these other big time. These are what all these other big time comedians do. So hold on, let me hold on. So let me call him real fast. All right. So let's just see something. Hold on. He may not answer. Yo. So just want to let you know right now, I'm recording the Sit On Me podcast with Duff. You're on the air.
Oh, shit,
word. All right. Now, listen, nigga. There's something that happened here that I wanted to tell you. It's actually something good, decent. Nigga, do you understand that we were talking about politics? And you know who pumped the brakes on the whole conversation and got us the fuck out of there?
I'm guessing you.
I don't know where this dean is at for Black and the Berry, but I figured the politics dominates most, and then you want to, you know? Nah, bro. I was conscious like, nah, we can't talk about politics. Can't talk about it. At the end of this, I was like, you know what? If Los ever saw this episode, he may be pissed the way I handled this politics shit. Even before getting into it, like, we can't do it. Then we got into it. And literally, we stayed on there for, when I say a hot second, I don't even think the second got hot. We got the fuck out there.
It was maybe like a minute and a half.
What happened?
I said you got to dodge quick, huh?
Yeah, man. Got out there, dodged the fucking quick. I just figured I should give you a fucking call. I just wanted to kind of get that because you know, it's other big time podcasts always fucking call people in, like, hey, let's just fucking call this person in. So, figured, hey, fucking the first call I ever do, fucking, yeah, I mean, the fucking Pasoloso quorum as he's in my phone, as y'all can see, with three fucking smokes. And then you saw that other message, I'll talk to you about that when I get off air. What happened? What'd you mean? Yeah, that's the shit. That's your name on my phone. You didn't know that? Yeah, it's Pasoloso Corman, and I got the three smoke puff. You not practicing pastor no more? You lying, bro. You got the church of fuckery every Sunday. You stupid. All right, yo, but listen, I'm gonna hit you about that other stuff. Peace. Oh, so that's how they do it. I don't know if people could you hear what he was saying?
I could hear him. I know.
Oh,
I knew.
Oh no, he couldn't hear us. But all right, cool. But at least all right, fucking did it right. All right. So all those times of watching fucking Bert Kreischer, shout out Bert. Shout out to Bert. Always being fucking selfish. I fuck with your selfish ass, Bert.
Yeah. him, Tom, and Christina, honestly.
Y'all keep it up. Don't fuck. I know that once again, you could give a fuck all, but keep y'all shit up. Who gives a fuck, right? Main mommy's out here and fucking we'll be watching.
Jeans.
Fucking keep them high and tight. And then on top of that, I will be taking my ass to a theater, Bert, to see you for fucking the machine movie, I should say. We'll be taking my ass to a theater. You did piss Justin off last time you came to the egg. You did.
Wait, how?
But after. So if you ever watch, they got a Hot Ones with him and Tom Segura on at the same time.
Okay.
Like Something's Burnt, whatever the fuck it's called. They're like eating shit. They ask Bert, where's the worst place he performed? He says Albany, New York. the reason he says Albany, New York is because we went to that show. We went to the first show. Yeah. Didn't go to the second show, but the first show he had, it was not
shaky.
That first night, it was not his best. It just wasn't going, right? And there was a writer there, and I guess he wrote the story about how he really wasn't that funny, yada, yada. Even Justin was like, I don't really – like, he was like, I wasn't really feeling this. I was like, I thought he was decent.
Yeah.
This special right here, I looked at fucking Justin. I was like, you want to go see Bert, don't you? He was like, we can go see Bert. I was like, yeah, we can see Bert. You want to go see Bert, don't you? You want to go see some Bert.
Dude, what I'm amazed with is, like, because I saw, like, Tom and Christina break down, like, how much he would drink in a weekend. And it was something like in 48 hours, he must have amassed like close to 30 drinks.
You know something though? No, not for nothing. Doesn't surprise me. My father in his prime, up until most recently, could hang out with the best of them before good old health and his own conscience got to him. Was like, all right, let me change my life. Yeah. But people, like, they can go for a while. Bert is different. Bert, like, but then, like, I'm someone who smokes weed, right?
Yeah.
I can consume 600 milligrams of reefer. Maybe that, and be able to do stuff that day.
Yeah.
Be able to do stuff. Wouldn't be comatose. Right. Would eventually get to comatose. But those first few hours, I'd be up, right?
Yeah.
The next day, I may feel a little something, but I'm going to be fine.
Right.
Whereas if Justin consumes 600 milligrams and once, like, you know, whatever, yeah, like I've done before, he's going to be fucked for fucking a week. He's fucked. He is fucked all the way to fuck, like, just straight fucking just going off the deep end.
Yeah.
Because I consume it. So with fucking Bert and, you know, like somebody like my dad, used to be able to put the shit back then wake up, go to work or whatever like that. Why? Because he was built for it.
That's my dad does.
Do you know how much my dad used to drink? My dad drank so much. I only seen my dad drink three things: liquor, grape soda, or water in the morning.
That's like my dad, except sub liquor with beer and sub grape soda with coffee.
Nah, Maurice ain't about no coffee. He'll have every now and then, but he ain't about that. And he will drink a beer.
Yeah.
But like,
he's about the liquor.
Let's get the kid shit out of here. Like, literally, let's get the kid shit out of here. Put the babies. I think it was my first time drinking with him. I remember, like, I was having like a beer or whatever. He's like, let's put the babies in bed.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I remember first time I bought a bottle for me and him. I was like, all right, I got this. And then we were in college. You know, we drank in college, Duff.
Yeah. I drank a lot.
I thought I drank a lot. He put that dent in that bottle. I was like, okay, I'm going to go now. I'm gonna leave. Where you going? I said, not here, nigga. Like, I don't know what the fuck. You drank a lot. I'm not staying around for this shit.
Well, do you remember when our college hosted the Division III basketball tournament that year?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
We were wild.
Dude, I bought a bottle. I remember it was like Coconut Brunette's vodka.
Oh, shout out Brunettes, $10. Yes.
Dude, I remember. Back in the old days. I remember it was $10. That's why I got it. And I remember, like, we were, like, leaving in, like, 15 minutes to go up to the gym. And, like, I just started, like, ripping shots. And before I knew it, I was just like, I don't feel a thing. And I got up to, like, 10. And then I was like, nothing. And then I got to, like, 12. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Obviously, this isn't working anymore. I stood up and I was like, oh boy. And I remember I walked into the gym and I was sweating profusely at this point. Like, I was sweating and it was still winter. It was like maybe 40 degrees out and I was like just buckets. And I walk in there and the first person I see is my JV basketball coach. Because he was on Hartwick's all-time scoring list.
Okay.
That's where he went.
So he probably looked at you and was like, Duh.
He goes, hey.
Going to college.
He goes, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I got it. And he goes, I can tell, man. You enjoy the game. I'm like, okay. And I watched the first half of the game, and I was like, I got to go. And I –
oh, my gosh. Harbaugh basketball, like that was a – Harbaugh drinking just was a – which is dude. Funny because I can't drink like that all the time, but – I did go out with the Alpha Sig boys, the adults of us. We all got together like a few months ago. Listen, you know how much I don't drink.
Yeah.
Prepared myself. Like going up into the week, I drank every weekend. Not every, but no. Hear me out. Like I just had bought a bottle, and I would just have a few drinks. Like yeah. so every it's either Friday or Saturday, I would have like two or three. Yeah. Which is a lot for me to have every weekend. People who know me know that's a lot for me. Maybe yeah. I would have four times. I would get fucking crazy. Just like, what the fuck going on? Fucking, we went out that night. Went out to New York City. Fucking ate really good. Took a nap. Woke up. Duff. Actually, I'm lying, Duff, because I actually, that whole night, I really only had three drinks because I was smoking the whole night. So who am I kidding? I can't drink like I can. I told you. I get the four drinks in the house, but I also make doubles. So
yeah.
Maybe that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good amount.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe eight drinks. I'm not, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So once I get to them in, you know, I'm looking at Justin like... So... Okay. As long as you understand... Where I'm at right now.
Yeah. As long as you know what's going on.
Yeah. As long as you understand. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Oh, man. It's, I'm never going to make that joke. All right. I am D.
I'm Duff.
This has been the Sit On Me podcast where we have no run sheet. We talk about no ideas. All of this happened off the cusp. Will it get better? Hopefully. Will it not get better? Hopefully not.
Right. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? We're just gonna get better. And if you like it, like it. If you don't, you don't, because you don't have to consume fucking everything. Peace, love, and chicken.
Yes.
We are out. And oh, listen here, people. Because you're hearing this on Friday. You're hearing this on Friday, March 31st. You're hearing this in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. Take your punk asses to Rumble and check out the Player Haters podcast motherfucking reaction shit. I normally don't do that type shit, but it's literally a perfect fucking lead in.
It's part of the family.
Part of the family. It's all family.
Part of Black of the Berry Studios.
Come on. They are Player Haters is separate, but they are, like I said, the family. They're first cousins. They're first cousins.
Exactly.
What's up, cuz? Listen. Y'all keep it funky out here. Keep it funky, Duff. Later. Don't let the man get you down. You know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucker be doing that shit out here.
All the time.
Peace out.